This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledged once again Tuesday to launch a military incursion into Rafah, a Gaza city sheltering hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians amidst international calls for restraint. Speaking to a meeting of Israeli families of fallen soldiers and hostages held in Gaza, who support a strong military response, Netanyahu said Israel would enter Rafah to destroy Hamas battalions there with or without a ceasefire agreement in place. Israel and Hamas are negotiating a ceasefire agreement meant to free hostages and bring home some relief to the nearly seven-month-long war. Speaking to a meeting of the World Economic Forum in Cairo Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated U.S. opposition to a military assault on Rafah.
We've said clearly and for some time now on Rafah that in the absence of a plan to ensure that civilians will not be harmed, we can't support a major military operation in Rafah.
The White House has reacted to news Tuesday that dozens of protesters on the campus of Columbia University in New York City have taken over a university building, barricading the entrances and unfurling a Palestinian flag out a window, and the latest escalation of demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war that have spread to college campuses nationwide. Speaking to reporters Tuesday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the White House continues to support free speech and the right to protest policies and ideas with which you may disagree.
You just got to do it peacefully. You can't hurt anybody. And you can't, in this case, you can't be disrupting the educational pursuit of your fellow students. They have a right to go to school and they have a right to do so safely. They have a right to get an education, and taking over a building by force is unacceptable.
Haiti's seven-member transitional council will vote Tuesday for the country's next president, a week after it formally assumed power in the chaotic Caribbean nation. This is VOA News. The United Nations International Court of Justice Tuesday rejected a request by Nicaragua for judges to order to halt military and other aid to Israel from Germany. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Nawaf Salam, president of the International Court of Justice, rules legal conditions for making such an order weren't met, and so the courts rejected the request.
The courts find that the circumstances, as they now present themselves to the court, are not such as to require the exercise of its power under Article 41 of the statute to indicate provisional measures.
However, the 16-judge panel declined to throw out the case altogether. Nicaragua, a long-standing ally of the Palestinians, had alleged Germany's enabling genocide by sending arms and other support to Israel. But Germany argued back it has barely exported any weapons to Israel since the offensive against Gaza began. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in London say a 13-year-old boy was killed when a man wielding a sword attacked members of the public and two police officers Tuesday in East London. VOA's Henry Ridgewell talked to the police and had this report.
7 a.m. local time this morning, they were called to Hainault, which is in northeast London, of reports of a man wielding what looked like a samurai sword, having crashed a car into a house, was going on the rampage in this area of London and looking to attack local residents. The police said that they arrived on the scene, around a dozen officers, and the suspect was on the roof of a garage of one of those properties. The officers shouted at him to come down. He refused to comply, and so they tasered him and then managed to arrest him. And the police very sadly confirmed that one of the victims of the attack, a 13-year-old boy, had died from his injuries.
That was VOA's Henry Ridgewell reporting. Police say the attack was not terror-related. A Kenyan startup company, Magic Water, is producing water for dry communities using an Indian-built device that can draw it directly from humidity in the air. Victoria Humunga reports for VOA from Nairobi.
The device, made by the Watek company in India, pulls humidity from the atmosphere using an industrial fan. The moisture is trapped in silica gel before it's condensed using refrigerating gas that creates liquid water. The founder, Beth Koigi, says the generators can produce up to 500 liters of water a day.
Drought season are becoming quite regular, and the whole purpose for these systems is to enable communities to access clean drinking water without depending on the traditional water sources.
At least 25 water generators paid for by humanitarian organizations have been distributed to vulnerable communities. Victoria Amunga, VOA News, Nairobi.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.